podcast starts now.
Hey, good people. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. This is Jay-Z bringing you your dose of the midweek muscle. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whenever you're deciding to listen into this podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. And most importantly, thank you for finding us. I think when it comes down to this week, good people, we are in the last week of season seven already. You know, I think when we think about how we started the year or how we started the season last season and walking us into all of what these 52 weeks had to offer, there's quite a bit to look back on. Even launching this year kind of was a little bit rocky. But I think, you know, spring is always so inviting and exciting that it's like sunshine. Thank you. maybe that's some seasonal depression disorder. But there's something to that when there's a lot of like gloomy and dark days. It makes it challenging to really try to feel uplifted, especially when you're going through other things. But on the other hand, there's folks that are like, I'm out here doing great. And for that, we want you to stay encouraged, stay inspired, and stay motivating others. And so again, this week, I just want to get you something that's short, sweet, and spicy. I said I had an announcement to make, and I don't want to leave you guys in suspense and hanging on for like, oh my gosh, what is, you know, I do want us to get there. I do want to make that announcement, but after some
For the Culture Trivia.
That's right, For the Culture Trivia. So why don't you go ahead and get your brains locked in and ready so we can go ahead and get to it. Which direction does the sun rise? Snap, Crackle, Pop are the mascots for which brand name cereal? How many degrees Celsius does water freeze? How many grams are in a kilogram? Canada is on what continent? And how many degrees are in a circle? Lock your answers in right now. Y'all, we managed to get a couple of questions, a couple extra questions in this one. I'm excited. Here we go. All right. I hope you did well. These were pretty easy. The sun rise, which direction does the sun rise? If you answered the east, you'd be correct. Sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Snap, Crackle, Pop are mascots known for which brand name cereal? If you answered Rice Krispies, makes my mouth water for one of those Rice Krispie treats as we speak. Hello. How many grams are in a kilogram? Oh, excuse me. How many degrees Celsius does water freeze? If you've answered zero, you'd be correct. Remember, Celsius, not Fahrenheit. 32 degrees Fahrenheit would be the right answer. 0 degrees Celsius is a better answer for that one. How many grams are in a kilogram? Kilo, 1,000, 1,000 to one. Yes, you got it. Good job. Canada is on what continent? North America. Sometimes it seems like it's on a continent by itself, but it is actually North America. In the Americas, how many degrees are in a circle? Not a 180, but a 360. So when we start nerding out and say, I don't know why they said they did a complete 360, because that would mean that they're right back in the position in which they started. That's why folks get all bent out of shape over that one, because a 180 would mean half of that, so you're moving in an opposite direction, right? So anyway, fun. Hey, how'd you guys do? Did you do okay? Did you do pretty good? Awesome. Well, time for us to get started with our content for this week. You know, I told you good people that I'd be, this week would be short, sweet, and spicy. There's a few weeks here lately that I've been like, oh yeah, this is going to be like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And it ended up taking close to half an hour. So we'll see how this goes. If you're new here, thank you for being here. And I'm actually sad to that you're finding us now, and we're approaching, you know, this new cycle of things. And so the Midweek Muscle has been around for over the last 7 seasons. And if you're new here and finding this for the first time, again, we welcome you, and there's always space for you here. But having to make a new announcement for what's to come is a little bit challenging, knowing that you're like, oh, I'm energized to try to figure out what this is about. Well, again, if you stumbled in here by a conversation with someone else because someone else shared this with you, or because you had a conversation with me, there's no time like the present. And there's community here, which is what's important for me. I couldn't do half of what I've been able to do. And you guys hear me say this week after week, because it is true. Without a community like you, I don't know that I've been able to do a podcast, or, you know, launch it, or clip edit and get things ready and have conversations that inspire, and so I'd like to give you a little snip of why we're sitting in this position right now, and maybe present that new announcement for what's to come. So quick story time. And if you've been rocking with me for a while, you probably know this podcast was started because I found myself at the cusp of having to make a decision. I found myself at a crossroads. I had just stepped away from an industry that I really enjoyed, a working environment that I really enjoyed. I was in the fashion retail industry, and I found myself in a position that I have always been striving to get to, senior leadership, and just having that decision-making power over how things go, where things go, what to do, training teams, moving around, etc. And things came to a screeching halt for me. Restructuring happened. Amazon kicked up 5,000 degrees. And I found myself in the middle of a very strong political game for those who wanted things to be one way and others who wanted it to be another way. And I was just a low man on the totem pole. I left the industry. I walked away, and I said, you know, I'm going to figure out something. I'm going to work at something. I'm going to figure it out. But you have to understand that I wasn't saying those words lightly, because I wrapped a lot of my identity in performance, and that performance was the thing that I thought gave me my value as an individual and as a friend and as a partner, everything. Unbeknownst to me, there were people watching my movements and willing to encourage in ways that they didn't always know how to. So I remember sitting down with a friend, and he said, you know, Joe, you are hilarious. You just need to just have a camera follow you and people will watch. And I thought, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. There's no way. He said, well, then why don't you think about podcasting? And I said, what is that? So I had no idea what it was. And also at that time, I was struggling. I was emotionally a wreck. I was depressed. I was sad. I had a lot of things going through my mind. And so I said, you know what? There are other people who have lost their jobs. There are other people that are looking for something new. There are other people that are inspired to reapproach their lives in ways that inspire them and ignite them to go. And then others are looking to pay the bills. Just that, I just need something to pay the bills. I was in both camps. However, luckily I had enough money to live off of until I did the soul searching. So I stepped away. I got into prayer groups. I started going into church more. I started leaning in and going to entrepreneurship conferences. And then lo and behold, I birthed the midweek muscle. I took it to social media. I did a number of things and I continued to pray. And so that's why you'll find some of the foundational principles throughout this podcast are linked to something spiritual, because for me, it's more than just let me get on here and say whatever I'm going to say at the top of my mind or the top of my heart and just hope it helps you. No, I'm legitimately offering practices and processes that I have learned from being out here in the community and working with those who have expertise in certain fields and listening to what they have to offer and repackaging in a way that makes it midweek muscle like friendly. But further, I was inspired by my friends. And my friends were the ones who were willing to tell me, try something new and let's see where it takes you. So they encouraged me. And I felt motivated because I wanted to be a vessel for others who were going through challenging times. And man, over the years, have I found people who said I needed this today. So if I've been able to impart in that way, good people, I've done my job. I've done what I set out to do. I said I wouldn't advertise because I wanted one less advertiser in your face for money. I said I wouldn't expose or buy follower counts and or playthroughs. And for that, we have organic growth. So when I say that we're a community here, it's legitimately because we have built this together. Now, life has changed and things are picking up for me. And I know, like, if any of those words have found you in a particular space and you felt anything close to what I did, vulnerable, uninspired, unmotivated, feeling sad or even angry or guilty or shameful, and you're just trying to find a way to get better, that was me. That was me. And I'm not going to say that I'm completely out of the woods because I'm traveling a territory that no one in my camp has ever traveled before. So oftentimes this is scary. And what I also want to do is keep it growing and keep it exciting for you. So that brings me to the announcement today. I know that life has changed for me, good people, and you've been here along the way. I know this year I was met with a particular challenge of how to refocus my energy on making sure that I am healthy enough to do this. And that's where I've had to spend my time. I also have new projects going on and new areas of focus. And while it's given me some time back, I recognize that the midweek muscle is growing too and needs a little more time and energy. So our birthday is next week and it's season 8. And I've had to make a decision before season 8 got here. So with this new announcement, where are we going? What are we going to be doing? Well, it is hard to discuss this and why. However, I do believe that instead of a week-to-week meeting, as we have always done, I am going to shift to meeting once a month. So what this means for us good people is that you can catch me speaking and doing all of these wonderful things. We can come together on a show once a month, once every 4 weeks, or, you know, I'll find it, I'll announce it. We'll be at We'll be making the announcement through social media. You can check it out there. And if you get notifications through your favorite streaming app, you'll get notifications there too. However, I think once a month will afford me the time. So essentially, you're only going to get 12 episodes of the Midweek Muscle in season 8. 12, that's it. Once a month. And with that, I will be energizing myself to do something around the small doses effect. So what you see and what you have been getting little murmurs of from the titles in these series, Small Doses, and from the little video that I posted last week of Small Doses, what you'll also find is that I'm going to play around with that concept a little bit more to identify if that is something that will work for us. I'm not sure. This is scary territory. I've spoken to a number of people. I've been encouraged by a multitude of people. I just want to find something that works, that keeps us going, that allows me to spend the energy and the time where I need to, but also to continue feeding you with peaceful and positive perspectives that help you get over the hurdles or the barriers that can give you the harsh no or stand in the way and stopping you from even trying. Again, not sure if all of this is going to work, but I'm willing to try. So I'm hopeful for this, and hopefully this is something that we can spring into, because that would be awesome to be able to spring into it. It rechannels the energy just a bit and gives me time to create conscious content for you that doesn't feel rushed or thrown together. Or just, you know, when technology is your best friend until it's not, and then you have to go record and then nothing's working and you're like, my schedule's off. Have you ever had that problem? Just me? Okay, no problem. But I do want to give you the opportunity to still tap in and still lean in, because we will be here. However, maybe just it might look a little different. And so I'd love for you to weigh in on this. If you have voice and vision, go ahead, send it my way. I'd love to hear from you, jz@themidweekmuscle.com, or you can hit me up on any one of the socials at The Midweek Muscle. And again, just know that this isn't a goodbye. This is just, let's restructure how this looks a little bit so I can be the best for you in the ways that I aspire to. Good people, I hope this was helpful for you this week. We didn't have a lot to go over because we got to get ready for our birthday, and you know how this gets down. So a couple of things that I'd like for you to be aware of. As you're thinking about who you're spending your time with, ask yourself three questions. Are the people that I'm spending my time with, are they high octane or low octane? Meaning, are they like, or are they like Eeyore, just going? It's important to pay attention to that, because you're going to have to find some folks that are going at your pace. It will help you. And there's barriers to that too. We'll get into that at a later date. But I want you to pay attention to something. Do the people around you inspire you? Do the people around you encourage you? And do the people around you motivate you? Those are three people to keep around you, no matter your octane. Because those are the people that will continue to give you love and light in different ways to help you explore the areas that you desire to explore for your life, for your hobbies, and for your goals. All right, good people, that's all I have for you today. I hope you make it a great week. Identify who's around you. Do they inspire? Do they encourage? And do they motivate? If so, and you're like, oh no, then you can at least start with sharing right here. Have a friend that could use this today? Please send them the message at The Midweek Muscle. Share the episode. Share it out. Go ahead. I challenge you. Bet you can't find 5 folks. All right, good people. If you haven't heard it today, I love you. And as always, let's make it a great week. And as always, let's go.